now moving into our final section. I'd like to open this up just to kind of give each candidate here just a final statement they'd like to make. They each have 2 minutes, and we'll start with Senator Kukai.
Thank you very much. Just to let you know who I'm related to here, I want you to know that while I went to Manajkam High School and didn't like Sitka High School, I had to cheer for Sitka High School this year because my nephew played on the Sitka High School football team, and he was a quarterback. And many of you may know him, Mitchell. And Alex Duncan is my nephew. My sister is Pauline Duncan, who taught in the Sitka School District for many, many years. So I've got a lot of family here, and for me to come into Sitka, I'm not a complete stranger here. I did go to Mount Edgecombe High School, graduated, Alaska Methodist University, and graduated. Went to the University of Washington Law School and received a Juris Doctorate degree. And I've used that law degree for good purposes in the Alaska Legislature for 16 years. My family is very strong-minded toward education. I have 4 brothers and 4 sisters, and from those 4 brothers and 4 sisters and their marriages and their children, we have 27 college degrees in our family from Little Angoon, Alaska. And I'm proud of that because we're an achievement, that's an achievement that very few families can point to. I've served 16 years in the Alaska Legislature, 8 in the House, and 8 in the Senate. I have a strong, strong belief in education funding. I tell people that the last word I hear at night before I go to sleep is that of a teacher. And the first words I hear in the morning is that of a teacher, because my wife is a school teacher in the Angoon school system. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here today. I want to thank the young men and women who put this together. I really appreciate the questions. They were great questions, and we hope that we all learned something tonight. So thank you very much for allowing me to be here.
Next to Mr. Christ Tompkins, your final remarks in 2 minutes.
I think more than ever in Southeast Alaska and Alaska, I think we need a sort of a new approach to the problems that we face in the present day. And I think right now the state legislature isn't fully addressing the critical issues that affect our future. And I'm strongly opposed to the proposed $2 billion oil company tax cut. And I really believe that we need to inflation-proof education funding and peg education funding to inflation, which the State House and my opponent have not done. I believe in fiscal responsibility. I believe the state should spend its money as if it were every individual legislator's personal money. And I really believe that we need to prioritize state appropriations towards basic needs, roads, harbors, water and sewer, basic infrastructure that's the foundation of the communities we live in. And moreover, I think we need to take an entrepreneurial approach towards government and new ideas. I mean, with the Blue Lake Project here in Sitka, rooting the bonds through the state to basically capture the state's financial authority to get a lower bond rate, which saves ratepayers money in the long run. A program that would incubate top talent in Alaska to send them to school in Alaska to become teachers and go back to the schools which they grew up in. I mean, I think, you know, an entrepreneurial mindset more than ever is important, and it's something that I think, you know, the young generation in Alaska and the United States has, and I think we really need to apply it to government, which, you know, historically has never had that approach. So I think we live, you know, in a really special place. Each one of us, no matter what community we live in, really thinks we live in the center of the world, whether it's Sitka or Cake or Angoon. And I think we need to preserve that way of life. And to do that, I think we need a strong, long-term approach towards the future of our state. And I think that means we need a new approach in the state legislature.
Now, Representative Thomas, your closing remarks.
Thank you. First, I want to thank my wife, who's been very tolerant and patient with me for the 8 years that I've served in the legislature. You know, because I seem to be gone a lot, and also my children for having to take care of the house and all while I'm gone. I am a commercial fisherman, fished 43 years, and I'm very concerned about the fishing industry. I've been doing the operating budget for fishing game for 6 years now, and it's a renewable resource, so I care very highly about it. I believe I just to let you know some of the bills that I had passed, some of you may be familiar with, but the renewable energy bill was going to put $750 million to displace diesel throughout Alaska. I put in Pick, Click, and Give. I don't know how many people in the audience have been in listening have utilized some of that Pick, Click, and Give money. It's over $2 million this year. I clarified the texting bill with Representative Lascara, making it illegal to text while driving. The Harbor Fund, Senator Stedman put it in the House. I sent it and I put it in the House and it passed. That's matching grant fund for the community. It's our road to resources, of harbors are, for the fishermen. I've been in the legislature 8 years, 2 years as co-chair of CNRA, Community Regional Affairs, Fisheries, 6 years on finance, 2 years as the vice chair, and the last 2 years as a co-chair of the operating budget. I really believe, and I have the leadership, the experience, to help get Blue Lake. I am in a position as a co-chair of finance and respected within my peers to go forward and meet these energy issues here. Not only here, but elsewhere. And I've funded hydros in at least three different other communities. It's not new, it's not easy, but I am there. I do have, the seniority, and I sit on finance. It's very key. And I want to ask for the people listening and people here that appreciate your vote November 6th. Thank you.
Thank you. That concludes tonight's forum. On behalf of the students and staff at Sitka High, we want to thank all of the candidates for participating. We also want to thank our live audience, KCAW, KHNS, and all our listeners around the region. And please remember to vote on Tuesday, November 6th.